Sunday. V-minus 58. GCC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. The early morning streets outside the GCC building in Buenos Aires were bustling rather than chaotic, but the media turnout was by far the biggest yet. As the sun rose for the first time since a second triangle had been found in Vanuatu, of all places, and with Dan McCarthy having distanced himself from the GCC's hierarchy just minutes before that triangle's discovery, many expected a strong response from Chairman Godfrey. GCC delegates have so far been extremely tight-lipped about recent goings-on in the building behind me, an American news reporter spoke into his camera. But rumblings overnight hint that we're going to see a strong response today. I say see rather than hear very deliberately, because my sources are telling me that Chairman Godfrey feels that the time for words is over. The reporter was Kyle Young, an ACN newsman well known to the public for one broadcast in particular. On that famous occasion, Kyle had pursued a convoy of unmarked vehicles on their way to a midnight raid of Dan McCarthy's empty Birchwood home, and his brave decision to chase the story at great personal risk had won many admirers. Chief among them were Dan's inner circle, who had already been on friendly terms with Kyle's close colleague, Maria Janzik, following her discreet assistance in providing some seemingly incriminating video footage of Richard Walker. Young in years, as well as by name, Kyle was affable and well-presented, yet lacking in a certain gravitas. His relatively high vocal register killed any hopes of a behind-the-desk newscaster role. He was at least grateful that the network bigwigs had been upfront about that, rather than giving him false hope. But the public's firm mental association between Kyle and anything McCarthy or alien-related had come up trumps in securing him this profile-boosting placement in Buenos Aires. The same source suggests that while senior GCC officials were infuriated by John Cole's words on Focus 2020, they would have been prepared to deal with that behind closed doors, he went on. But I understand that both triangles are now en route to China, where further and deeper analysis will be conducted by scientists from ELF-affiliated nations only. The door is closed to the GCC, meaning that the door is closed to the United States. President Slater is under growing pressure to break rank and condemn the ELF hierarchy, but it's widely believed that Chairman Godfrey's response, backed by the weight of the Western world, will go further than Slater reasonably could. Kyle's line of work made it crucial that he stayed on top of public opinion and knew which points to focus on and which to leave by the wayside. Social media meta-analysis made it abundantly clear that members of the public weren't quite so all-consumingly invested in the story of the triangles as they had been in the story of the original plaques, in no small part because all of their main questions had been decisively answered on contact day when the messengers showed up and revealed their benevolent nature. Despite this, however, Kyle knew that the public was far more interested in the triangles themselves than in the political machinations between two organizations that held no legitimacy in the eyes of many. His closing remarks reflected this. Of course, if we take a step back from all of the politics and focus on the bottom line, we'll remember that there's still another triangle unaccounted for. If this is a hoax, it'll fall apart soon enough, so I'll focus on the alternative. There could already be a third alien triangle out there somewhere, waiting to be found. Or it could be just about to arrive. What I see a lot of the media doing right now is falling into the trap of over-focusing on two bald men fighting over a comb. The way I see it, the bald heads in Beijing and Buenos Aires should bear one name in mind while they're scrambling over the comb of contact. Dan McCarthy. Kyle gazed into the camera. I hope to speak to my friend Dan soon, he said, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more from him in the coming hours and days, wherever and whenever the final triangle turns up, and whichever political faction grabs it first. For ACN in Buenos Aires, I'm Kyle Young.